right now on the phone. I'm surprised, actually. We got some messages the other day, if you were listening yesterday. This guy Brian up there in Everett, Washington, he's a regular listener, and he calls and he leaves messages and he sends emails, and he's been listening to us for years. Well, I said something about him on the air the other day about his inconsistent mental disposition. But he's, you know, anyways, so he's working on a song, and we got a series of messages. Chris?
Now I may have some strange religious views, because I believe Al Franken is the king of the Jews. And Jesus may have...
Next message.
See, now, it kept getting cut off for reasons that aren't clear to me. I don't know if it was Brian's fault or it was the machine's fault, but he did forge on.
You know, whoever with his phone system can themselves in the mouth and eat their own waste. You know, that's what I say. So leave me alone. I'm trying to get a good take and replay it back on my touch-tone pad. So can I play and get a good recording so I can hear how it sounds? I got an inconsistent mental disposition.
Next message.
So this morning, we get this message.
Okay, three things. First of all, I'm 3 hours away from you. I have to time it to call in at 4:30 in the morning, my time, because I don't get you until 3 hours later. And second of all, I drink too much. The speech patterns that come out, the profanity comes from the alcohol. And third of all, when I was trying to record the song, it wasn't your machine cutting it off. It was something with the internal working of the phone card, and I was trying to get it to where it would say, if you want to hear your message back, please press blah, blah, blah.
I got an inconsistent mental disposition. How's that gonna look in a deposition?
Next message.
Well, apparently, Brian, are you on the phone?
Am I here?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hey,
what?
You want to hear a song, man?
I want to hear the whole song, Brian.
I'm not your monkey, man.
Come on, dude. Come on, Brian. We've been waiting for this.
Hey, listen, I'm going to do a professional recording and send you a tape. How's that sound?
No, just give us a few. Give us at least one whole verse, Brian. Come on. I know you're not my monkey, but we're all enjoying it here.
Yeah, man. We got the song rolling around.
That doesn't sound original.
I got an inconsistent mental disposition.
The cheer scene.
How's that gonna look in the deposition?
Uh-huh.
I got all messed up by a crooked family position. And now to clear my name, I'm on a mission. So please cut me some slack. It's just a little Manchurian blowback. Don't think that I'm insane. It's just creepy weirdos messing with my brain.
Yeah.
Now I may have some strange religious views, 'cause I believe Al Franken is the king of the Jews.
Yeah.
And Jesus may have come from outer space, but it ain't no reason to make a federal case. So don't give me no flack. It's just a little Manchurian blowback. I was a drunken slob, but now I'm just a fry cook looking for a job.
You know, I'm trying to get a job without going through the sufferings of Job, actually. So.
Wow.
So that was beautiful, man. I appreciate you sharing that, Brian.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you, since I've got this newfound fame, I'm going to embark on a political career, I think, just to leap off from this show.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning for you, Brian.
Yeah, I have a new political party. It's called the Antisocial Socialist Party.
That sounds good. Is it just you in it?
My slogan is, do I have to leave the house?
Oh, no. I'll vote for you, Brian.
Hey, what happened to that Fast? You remember the Fast song you played about Al Franken?
It was going to end up like this. Al Franken, nothing to lose. Makes you laugh at the troubling news. Sometimes I wonder if he's hitting the booze. Al Franken,
king of the
Jews.
time. You've made our morning. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Brian.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, that's different.
He came through.
Who needs Mark Felt?
He came through.